President Bush says he waited as long as he could before imposing new sanctions on Sudan. The new sanctions come because Sudan's government failed to stop genocide in Darfur. Last month, the president promised to delay action to give room for diplomacy. Yesterday, President Bush recalled that promise and what came next.
One day after I spoke, the military bombed a meeting of rebel commanders designed to discuss a possible peace deal with the government.
The administration says that is one of the reasons it imposed sanctions on some Sudanese individuals and companies. The timing was one of the questions we put to Andrew Natsios, the president's special envoy for Sudan.
There have been numerous attacks in the last month on the ground militarily and additional bombings of villages. So when the international community gives the Sudanese more time, they take that time and they use it not to conclude a peace agreement, but they use it to take a military solution, which is not the way this is going to end.
Are you concerned at all that other members of the international community wanted to give them a little more time?
There always will be people, given how many countries involved in this. There are dozens of countries with special envoys and special task forces set up. So a lot of people are mobilized into this, but they all have different views and different interests. The United States has only one objective in Darfur, and that is a just and lasting peace. We have no economic interest, no military interest, no geostrategic interest in Darfur.
Well, let's talk about that, because you have attempted, among other things, to target your sanctions at government-run companies that are involved in Sudan's oil industry. That's an industry where the United States, as far as I know, is not involved, but China is deeply involved. Is China cooperating with your efforts here?
Well, the Chinese have been playing a constructive role. It's not as visible. I think they realize that this is hurting them internationally, not just in the United States, and in sub-Saharan Africa. I mean, they're expanding economically their presence in Africa. A lot of African countries are furious over what is going on in Darfur. They see this, as we see it, as an attack on African tribes, and that there's a racial element to this. This is really, really disturbing to Africans. And so I think for a variety of reasons, the Chinese position's evolving. And I have to say, I think the Chinese are being helpful. I'm going to be going back to Beijing at their invitation shortly to see if we can't see some more areas that we can work on together in Darfur.
Granting that they are sending envoys and making a number of efforts, particularly before the Olympics come to China next year, if the Chinese do not actively join in the sanctions, are those sanctions going to make any difference?
They're going to make a difference regardless of who joins us, only because the American economic system is still very powerful. And a lot of transactions are still done only in dollars. And those transactions will now be closed.
What kind of transactions with a country like Sudan that's already been isolated by sanctions for years?
All oil transactions, even if the oil is not being sold to the United States or to American companies, all oil transactions anywhere in the world are done in dollars. So all of the Sudanese contracts are written in dollars. They have to electronically go through an American bank in order for them to be carried out. And that will now be much more difficult. And there are new enforcement provisions put in place the last 2 years with respect to North Korea, to Iran, and to certain terrorist networks.
One last question, Ambassador, and I'll let you go. You mentioned that Sudan's President Bashir has not been helpful, has not, in your view, kept promises in the past. This is a person that you've met yourself, I believe.
Many times.
Do you believe that these sanctions are, and other steps, are the right steps that will persuade him personally to do what you want him to do?
My observation of Sudanese behavior over the last 18 years I've been going to Sudan is that when they're under the microscope, where there's a lot of international attention, the Sudanese will bend. If you don't do it, they will simply continue to delay and obstruct.
Ambassador Natsios, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And we should note that while U.S. Envoy Andrew Natsios speaks highly of China, China did not speak highly of U.S. sanctions. Chinese officials describe their investment in Sudan in much the same way that some Americans speak of investment in China. Remember that phrase, constructive engagement? A Chinese envoy says trade is helpful to Sudan's economy, which can make it easier to bring peace.